She didn't make the cut. This week, she could only be Annika Sorenstam, who finished Friday with a 4-over-par 74 and is out of the Colonial Open in Fort Worth, the first woman to play in a PGA event in 58 years, had 5 bogeys in the span of 8 holes, and missed the Colonial cut by 4 strokes. Joining us from our Chicago studios, Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport, who, I will mention, also edited an outstanding book called A Kind of Grace, A Treasury of Sports Writing by Women. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Annika Sorenstam is demonstrably a great golfer. Is this an achievement for her?
Certainly it is. You know, Scott, that sound you hear is CBS, which was hoping to add several hours to its telecast today and tomorrow, crying bitter tears. Let me tell you something. I was more impressed with that 74 she shot than her 71 on Thursday. In her first round, Annika Sorenstam played simply wonderful golf. She was in the middle of the fairway. She was on almost every green in regulation. If a couple of putts had dropped, Scott, she'd have been right among the leaders. Friday, she did not play well. She was in the woods. She was in the bunkers. Her approach shots were short. She didn't give her putts a chance. Scott, she was clear she was emotionally spent, and she still shot a 74. She still had a very creditable round. Annika Sorenstam is a good golfer. Is she going to want to test her game against the men every week? Probably not. Was it fun to watch her do this one week? You bet it was.
Yeah, I wonder, have we entered a new era? I mean, it occurs to me that people who run PGA events must know that if they invite a few of the most notable outstanding women golfers to participate, they get a better gate, they get a little more television attention, and someday one of them is going to win the event.
Well, it's hard to see how anybody was hurt by this, Scott. As you point out, the men's tour, the women's tour, they got huge jolts of publicity. Television scheduled many extra hours of coverage. The USA Network showed every shot Annika Sorenstam took for 2 days. And by the way, they charged hundreds of thousands of dollars more for commercials. The tournament was covered by a press corps worthy of the Masters. And Scott, people who don't know one end of a golf club from another suddenly found themselves hanging on every shot. It's hard to see who was hurt by this. Now, Annika Sorenstam.
Vijay Singh.
Well, you know, that's his problem, really. And by the way, he profiled in courage of him running away and not competing when he realized what he'd done.
Yeah.
Look, Sorenstam is special on the LPGA Tour. She's made it her own personal possession the last few years, so she wanted to see one time only how she'd do against the men. Mm-hmm. To her, it sounded like fun. Only later did she realize that she had been turned into Joan of Arc, you know, against without her permission.
Remind us what happened. I know you have just read about it, but what happened 58 years ago when Babe Zaharias competed in a PGA event?
Scott, there was no women's tour then. So you know, Babe Didrikson would appear in the occasional tournament somewhere, but there was no regular tour. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of an idea that she would go out on the men's tour and see what she could do. And she made the cut. And as I believe it's been explained, there was also a third round cut, and she didn't make that one. But, you know, Zaharias was just a hoot. There have been wonderful stories about men who played against her during that period, not in tournaments, but in her foursomes. Right, and whom she regularly beat. And there was a great story the other day about how she hit like a 275-yard drive, and she turned to this guy who told the story and said, "Okay, Buster, take your girdle off and match that one." So she was really something, but it was a different era. The men's tour wasn't built up nearly as much as it is now, and the women's tour was sort of a hit-and-miss affair. But can I just say that I've been so impressed by the way Sorenstam handled herself on and off the golf course. She was so cordial, so open, so uncritical of everybody who was critical of her. She just seemed out to find out how she could do against the best men golfers in the world for 1 week, and she found out. She acquitted herself extremely well.
Ron, thanks very much.
Okay, Scott, thank you.